In the frontline town of Krasnogorivka, only one access road remains. Gauntlet opened a sniper fire. The only other road was blown up by separatist rebels this week. Despite the risk, Pastor Vladimir Ivanov, a volunteer from Good News Church, is bringing much-needed food aid into the town. People living here say they have received no humanitarian aid from the Ukrainian government in weeks. Cut off by the front lines, people here have been forgotten, left to fend for themselves. The Red Cross and local churches provide the only humanitarian aid in the town.
It's not enough. What is being delivered by the Red Cross and the churches here is not enough for the 8,000 to 9,000 people who are living here now, because people are coming back. But there are no jobs, no income here for most people, and the food stocks, what people had, is now finished.
People stand outside the government aid point, but there is no Red Cross food, nor vouchers from Ukrainian oligarch Rinat Akhmetov to be given out.
People stand here waiting for humanitarian aid of any kind, but now we have been asked by city council to make a waiting list, a list just to wait to be added to the food aid waiting list.
Heavy shelling in January shattered the water mains, damaging homes. There is no gas, water, or electricity, but with nowhere else to go, people cannot leave. A mother of three, Ekaterina, says her family has not eaten in 1 week. Her husband is gone.
I am alone. I have three daughters. We depend on humanitarian aid. We only get it one time a month. It's only enough food for 3 or 4 days. The rest, we are surviving with what God is giving to us. We have no power, so we are sitting in the cold house after windows were smashed by shrapnel. Thanks to God, nobody was wounded.
Noah's Ark is one of the two churches in the town providing food and warm clothes for up to 140 people a day. With no jobs and money running out, this is the only option for many families.
The zones here, they are special because people living here, they are cut off from normal life. Nobody cares about them. There is no opportunity to bring food supplies here from both sides, because it appears it is not Ukrainian and not separatist territory.
As the ceasefire remains fragile, movement in this border town may become more restricted, and the situation become worse, unless something changes fast. Adam Bales for VOA News, Krasnogorivka, Eastern Ukraine.
Amen.